It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. Now that Mayor Bloomberg's soda size limits are on hold indefinitely, his opponents are cheering. The setback comes after a string of influential victories for the mayor's health initiatives. Joining us to talk about Bloomberg's track record is WNYC's Fred Mogul. Fred, it seems Mayor Bloomberg may have met his match in New York State Supreme Court Justice Milton Tingling Jr. Tingling had some very critical words in his ruling about the soda restrictions and the way they were passed. Was this controversial measure different than other controversial health initiatives that are now in place, like the ban on trans fat?
Well, Mayor Bloomberg would like us to think they're all pretty similar. I mean, he refers to the soda size on the same list with the smoking ban in public places, the trans fat ban. In certain regards, he's right. Other courts have let the city health department banned those trans fats. It's a legal FDA-approved food, and he said restaurants can't have them anymore. He's forced them to post calories on menus, something that, you know, people opposed, and restaurants said he didn't have the authority to do. Courts held it up. It's not clear whether Judge Tingling, had he been, you know, on the bench
presiding,
in those cases,
right,
would have. He reads the charter very narrowly. He says the mayor and the health board really only have the authority to police problems that are kind of a clear and present danger, not these chronic ongoing health problems like obesity. So, you know, now it'll be, you know, to an appellate court to sort that out, to see whether the mayor or this trial judge is correct.
Is this being considered Mayor Bloomberg's first big defeat in the arena of public health?
Well, it isn't his first defeat, but it's a pretty big one. You know, he tried to ban the use of food stamps for soda and junk food. Federal health authorities said he couldn't do that. He pushed to increase the sales on soda tax. That failed. But he staked quite a bit on, more than those previous ones.
Why do you think he did that? By his own admission, capping soda size was just one of many things that need and could be done to reduce obesity.
You know, I'm not altogether sure. This initiative, when it was introduced, it was part of a 70-page package on all kinds of different things the city should do to combat obesity. But it's the only measure that got any attention, any oxygen at all. The city kind of mentioned the other things in passing, said like, well, you know, they sort of mumbled about it being an all-of-the-above approach. These other things were very familiar, making it easier to open supermarkets and green markets, making it easier for people to exercise. This item, the soda size restriction, really was what the administration and everyone else harped on. Mayor Bloomberg is very open about what he's trying to do is push the envelope, get out ahead of the public debate, and really make people think. Here he's talking to reporters after the ruling came out.
I've got to defend my children and you and everybody else and do what's right to save lives. Obesity kills. There's just no question about it. There's no question that it comes from overeating, and there's no question that empty calories contribute to the problem.
So some people find that sort of speech very sincere and politically courageous and risky. Others find it arrogant and sanctimonious.
Right, the so-called nanny state. What about effectiveness? You've reported one researcher projected the big beverage ban would only save soda drinkers on average about 60 calories. We may or may not find out if that's the case, depending on what these appellate courts decide. But what do we know about some of the health initiatives that have already been passed and how effective they've been?
Well, the smoking ban, sort of the most famous one very early in his tenure, combined with very exorbitant tobacco taxes, really have had a dramatic effect. Smoking is down nationwide, but it's down much lower in New York City. Other things, a bit smaller, those calorie postings on message boards. There's mixed evidence. It seems that relatively few people are influenced by finding out how many calories are in their Frappuccinos or Big Macs. The removal from trans fats in restaurants we talked about, there is some evidence that it removes a couple grams of saturated fat per meal. And, you know, I think a lot of these things, the city's making the case that, you know, it's lots of little things that will reverse obesity.
Have Mayor Bloomberg's health initiatives had an effect outside of New York City?
Well, under the Federal Affordable Care Act, what people call Obamacare, chain restaurants nationwide will have to post calories just like they do in New York City. With a smoking ban, I don't think anyone could have foreseen that it would go as far and wide and as quickly as this. You can, you know, literally go around Europe where people, you know, which smoke every place in any place, and now through much of Europe there's a ban on public smoking. So Bloomberg wasn't shy that this time around he really wanted to make the most of this bully pulpit and have New York City reset the dial, not just for New York City, but for everyone, get people back drinking, you know, 12 to 16 ounce sodas once again, as they were before those soda sizes started creeping larger and larger.
WNYC's healthcare reporter Fred Mogul, thank you.